Hello, I'm Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. Yeah. Yeah. How's that for a starter? Wow, Leon's Lone Star Cowboys welcoming you to this edition of the Shellac Stack with a recording made in Chicago, August 15th, 1935. That's the White River Stomp, and recorded, as I said, for Decca's subsidiary label Champion and issued on Champion record number 45185. My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from my collection. As I warn you every time, there's no real rhyme or reason here. You'll hear a variety of music from the first half of the 20th century, from 78 RPM records, everything from Western swing to dance bands to vocals to, well, we'll see. We got all kinds of stuff for you today. And starting with Leon's Lone Star Cowboys has me in the mood for a little bit more fiddle music, albeit this next record is maybe not what first comes to mind when you think of fiddle music. This is the Kingsway Symphony Orchestra, directed by Salvatore Tutti Camerata, recorded in 1948, I think probably in London, and issued on the London record label, London R10006. This is a composition by Leroy Anderson, one of my favorites of the 20th century American composers, and this is his delightful Fiddle Faddle. Thank you.
A peach, an orange, New Jersey, an apple blossom time. There was a great big lemony moon, and the date I picked, I'll pick again soon. Blueberry eyes, strawberry lips, made me feel sublime. And in the luscious midnight air, everybody said as I stopped to stare, orange you, the sugary pear. Oh, I found a peach, an orange, New Jersey, an apple blossom time. Your tangerines, mangoes down in New Orleans, and all of the papaya in Hawaii. You can even have a half an avocado, apricots and honeydew, and every fig in Kalamazoo. Take your California prunes and grow as big as toy balloons, and take a trip to Tripoli for melon. You can roam from home to Nome and home again. You can look around, you can stop and shop, but I've got the pick of the crop. For I found a peach in orange, New Jersey, an apple blossom time. Oh, I found a peach in orange, New Jersey, an apple blossom time. There was a great big lemony moon, and the date I picked, I'll pick again soon. Blueberry eyes, strawberry lips, made me feel sublime. And in the luscious midnight air, everybody said, as we stepped the stair, orange juice, a sugary pear. Oh, I found a peach in Orange, New Jersey, in apple blossom time.
And if the voice in that last record sounds familiar to you, that's because it's Arthur Fields, admittedly a rather old Arthur Fields. This was recorded in July of 1942 for the Hit record label, Hit record number 7021. Arthur Fields, you may recall, was quite popular among recording companies in the 19-teens and 20s, and this is one of his very, very last sessions, and it produced a couple of sides. This one, I Found a Peach in Orange, New Jersey, and also a tune called There's a Star-Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere, obviously a World War II patriotic song. I think it's interesting what was written in the Billboard magazine, November 7, 1942. Of this record, they write, "While Arthur Fields is admittedly a manufactured name, spinning of the sides reveal that these musicians stem from the corral and not from the cafe. It's a typically Western cowboy combo of fiddles, accordion, and guitar, and both the playing and singing contained here, as well as the song themselves, are in keeping with that outdoor tradition. I Found a Peach is one of those tutti-frutti novelty tunes with a lyrical play on the variety of fruits, and while the oranges in New Jersey are far removed from the hillbilly country, Diddy is from that stock." I just think it's interesting that whoever was writing the article apparently didn't know of Arthur Fields' legendary status only 15 years before. Nevertheless, I like that record and wanted to play it for you. Before that, we heard the Kingsway Symphony Orchestra, directed by Salvatore Tutti Camerata, who had an interesting career himself after arranging and playing in bands led by Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman in the late 30s. He went over to England and befriended the owner of Decca Records over there, and was hired to oversee the formation of a new record company, London Records, and to direct that company's new classical division. And he did that for a few years, then returned to his native United States, where he became in charge of Disney Records in the 1950s and on into the 1960s. So what an interesting career. But he's directing the Kingsway Symphony Orchestra in a tune called Fiddle Faddle, composed by Leroy Anderson, one of my favorite 20th century American composers. And that was on London record number R10006. Nice condition and really great sound from 1948. My name is Brian Wright, and this is the Shellac Stack. Thanks so much for logging on, tuning in, and I hope you'll enjoy some of the other records we have coming up for you. Like this next one, this is Barney Smith. If you know anything about Barney Smith, then you know more than I do. All I know is what's written on the label of this Champion 78 from October of 1926. It says, Barney Smith of the Hoosier Club. Now, what exactly that means, I don't know. But this is a great tune of the era called If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks. And there's a mystery pianist on here who I really like. Take a listen, see what you think. Unfortunately, there's a needle dig that causes a skip in the first few grooves, but it clears up after that and is well worth a listen. Here's Barney Smith.
I got a brand new baby, as sweet as she can be. I want to say my baby is perfect to a T. She's a modern Venus, without a fault I found. No one can come between us, I don't want to tell you now. If my baby cooks as good as she looks, I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby fries like she rolls around, now my poor heart aches for a hot little cake. I wonder if she's as good as the oven as she was in the parlor. I love, love, loving. And if my baby cooks as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If my baby cooks as good as she looks, I'll be hungry hungry all the time. If my baby sews like she loves to pose, then she'll always be the baby for me. I wonder if she can be half as good at baking as she was in the ballroom at shoulder shaking. And if my baby cooks as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. Smell that gal's griddle cake, boy. Strain those griddle cakes down to low ready. As she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time. If she cooks a bone like she rolls her own, then my appetite will always be right. I wonder if she's as good with her sliced cucumbers as she is when she's talking telephone numbers. And if my baby cooks as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry, hungry all the time.
Isn't that fun? Barney Smith, and If My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks, recorded October 14th, 1926. Up next, I've got a great swingin' big band led by Bert Ambrose over in England, recorded in London January 5th, 1945, one of Ambrose's later recordings, issued on the London label, number 120. This is that great old classic that dates all the way back to the late 19-teens, Dardanella. Thank you.
to me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sons of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me.
It's not Perry Como, but it sure does sound like him. On the label, the singer is credited as Johnny Corvo on that recording on the Clipper Records label, number 1009. I suspect Johnny Corvo is the same guy who also recorded for some budget label LPs in the 50s and 60s under the name Johnny K. What his real name was, I don't really know, but he has a pleasant enough voice, and I really like that recording of Beautiful Dreamer. It was issued in 1951, and it's the only Johnny Corvo record I have, and if I ever come across any others, I'll probably pick them up. I like it. Before that, we heard Bert Ambrose and his orchestra recorded in London in early January 1945, issued on a London 78, number 120. That was Dardanella. This is the Shellac Stack, playing 78s from the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Any other takers? And up next, I've got two versions of one of my favorite songs. I have too many favorites, but I do like this one. The tune is called Blue and Broken Hearted, and the first recording we'll hear was made July 18th, 1922 in New York by the Virginians, which was a small contingent of the Paul Whiteman Band. Issued on Victor record number 18933, they play a really nice version of the tune, and we'll follow that with a recording made almost 30 years later in 1951, Sherman Hayes and his orchestra, and their recording of Blue and Broken Hearted from a London 78. So, two versions now of Blue and Broken Hearted. First, it's the Virginians.
Thank you. jolly. You know the reason I'm melancholy blue and oh so lonely. True, I want you only. We made a blunder, and lots of times I wonder, dear, if you're blue too.
I think the first time I heard that tune was a small group recording featuring Benny Goodman for Brunswick Records sometime around 1930, and immediately I just loved it. The tune is called Blue and Broken Hearted. First we heard it played by the Virginians in 1922, and then from 1951, a version by Sherman Hayes and his orchestra. I have one other Sherman Hayes record, and it's on the Aristocrat label, a Chicago-based label, from about the same time, late 1940s actually, of the 12th Street Rag, which sounds interesting, but it's actually not. I like this one a lot more, a London record by Sherman Hayes. Anyway, up next, we'll keep moving, and I've got a recording from 1931 for you, made for the Crown label in January of that year. The Crown, that mysterious Eli Oberstein label from the early 30s that were supposedly pressed by Victor Records, although the pressing seemed totally different from most other Victor Records of the era, so who knows. This is the San Remo Rumba Orchestra, and the title is The Peanut Vendor. And before you yawn, take a listen, because this one's actually pretty hot. I like it.
Buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep. Oh, lady, do not close your door. You really could not ask for more. For peanuts you will long for later on. Too late the peanut vendor will be gone. And then I'm sure you will grieve sore. But the vendor must go. Peanut vendor must go. Housewife has a shadow start to creep. Buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep. Thank you.
When you're near, the birds sing in the trees, pretty harmonies. All the world is humming a melody. When away from you I may be straying, then my heart is saying, you're the heart of me, part of me, all of me. No, lead, and listen while I plead, you're the one I need. Life for me is nothing but misery. No, can't you hear me call? No, my dear, I love you.
Because I'm so interested in ragtime and novelty piano, I always pick up recordings of classic rags or classic ragtime novelties when I find them, including Kitten on the Keys and that one there, Nola. And usually I don't expect too much, but this one really got me the right way. I like it. That's an Ambassador 78 recorded in 1947 by Bob Case and his orchestra, featuring a vocal and whistling chorus by Gene Conklin. And I love this one because it sounds like the band is going way too fast for him, but he somehow manages to just barely hang on with the whistling and the singing. And the whole thing just sounds like it's constantly on the verge of just collapsing and crashing, but it doesn't quite do that. It manages to make it to the end. So for that, thumbs up. Nola, played by Bob Case and his orchestra. And before that, the San Remo Rumba Orchestra, probably a pseudonym for somebody I don't know who, a Crown record from 1931 of The Peanut Vendor, and really nice trumpet work on that one. Good record. Well, as some of you know, I am originally from the town of Lynchburg, Virginia, which doesn't have a whole lot of claim to fame. Certainly not too many well-known musicians that came out of Lynchburg. Probably one of the most well-known is a fellow named Luke Jordan, who was a blues singer in the 1920s and made some recordings for Victor that are quite highly sought after by collectors. But there's another fellow who came out of Lynchburg who made some 78s that I really like. His name was Zeb Turner, and he recorded more rockabilly-flavored stuff for the King label in the 1950s. And I'm going to feature one of his records now from 1951. I really like this. It's called No More Nothing But Getting You Off My Mind. And I think you'll hear a little bit of Hank Williams' influence here. Enjoy Zeb Turner.
No more running around at night. No more drinking and getting tight. No more nothing but getting you off my mind. No more turning my hat of gray. No more worrying my sweet life away. No more nothing but getting you off my mind. I'll get myself a brand new baby to fry my steaks and make me gravy. No more teardrops will I see. No more living in misery. No more nothing but getting you off my mind. Telephone, no more hearing her, she's not at home. No more nothing but getting you off my mind. I got my eye on a cute little missus who will treat me right and give me kisses. No more coming home at three. No more making a fool of me. No more nothing but getting you off my mind.
That's King record number 950. Zeb Turner singing No More Nothing But Getting You Off My Mind, a tune that he himself wrote, at least according to the record label. Got time for just a couple more, and the next one in the stack today was recorded in Richmond, Indiana, May 7th, 1928, and issued on the Champion label, one of those Jeanette subsidiaries. This is Champion record number 15612. We've already heard a couple of Champion records today. We heard the Barney Smith earlier, If My Baby Cooks, and then we let off with Leon's Lone Star Cowboys, although by the time that Champion record was made, the label had been absorbed by Decca Records. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Back to Richmond in May of 1928 now for the Goodman Sacred Singers, a group about which I know very little, but I kind of like them. It sounds to me like they're borrowing a bit from the shape note singing tradition for this number called Give the World a Smile. And if they're a little rough-edged, they certainly have spirit. So take a listen to this and stick with it to the end, because the last chorus is really, really the gem here. Give the World a Smile. Here's Goodman's Sacred Singers with some great advice for the new year. Told you the last chorus was worth sticking around for. That's Goodman's Sacred Singers and a tune called Give the World a Smile, recorded for Champion Records, number 15612, in May of 1928. And I love finding those obscure Champion Records and Jeanette's and associated labels, although they always seem to turn up in really battered condition. This one's actually in fairly decent shape. I'd call it a V+, and it sounds reasonably good. And I guess whether you want to argue that the singers themselves sound reasonably good or not is up to you. I happen to like it. As I said, it's a little rough, but that last chorus, wow, that's great. And with that, we come to the bottom of today's stack of shellac. I have one more for you, but before I get to that, let me thank you once again for tuning into the program. It's such a joy for me to be able to share these records with you, and I hope you've enjoyed something on the program today. If you have a moment and would like to send me a message, I'd love to hear from you. You can use the contact form on my own website at briansright.com, or you can just send me an email. Address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's all one word, shellacstack@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from, and if you have any requests for a future program, let me know that as well. And as I said, we have one more record today, and the last one is just on the eve of its 100th birthday, recorded January 13th, 1913 in New York. This is Prince's Band, and a fantastic ragtime number called Another Rag, a Raggy Rag, introducing the Washington Waddle. And I suppose I could make a whole bunch of jokes about how that's so applicable to the current political climate, but I will refrain from that and instead just play you the record. It's Columbia A1292 from January 1913, 100 years old now. Here's Another Rag, a Raggy Rag. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.